Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, Mulholland Drive, and Eraserhead. They're some of the most disturbing, visually arresting, and confounding films to come out of American cinema. They also came out of director David Lynch's fertile, if twisted, imagination. Lynch's work has been called surreal and experimental. Now he's experimenting with digital video. Reporter Andrea Shea has more on his new film.
Inland Empire is David Lynch's first film in 5 years. Before we turn to it, though, here's a sampler to remind us why David Lynch's films have been called brutal, bizarre, and beautiful. Lush images, transgressive characters, intricate non-linear plot lines, creepy sound effects, and unusual music are all telltale Lynch.
Put your hands up! On your head! Do it! Get on your knees! Do it!
We've met before, haven't we?
I don't think so.
The David Lynch experience often leaves audiences dazed and confused. His new film is no different. A bleary-eyed Matt Forsyth drove from Newport, Rhode Island to the Brattle Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts to see Inland Empire.
I can't really say that I understood it. In fact, it's probably the least understandable of any of his movies that I've ever seen, but as far as like what actually happened in it, I really don't know, you know.
Kevin Dufresne of Quincy, Massachusetts sympathizes.
If this movie were an IQ test, I'd be very much in trouble. But I liked it. It's very unsettling. It was just like watching a three-hour nightmare.
Sitting at a nearby restaurant, in between cigarettes and holding a cappuccino, David Lynch says processing that three-hour nightmare is something like remembering a dream.
If you sit and think about it, you know much more than you would realize. At the same time, if you try to tell your dreams to a friend, no matter how good your words are, they don't have the same experience. So it's a tricky business.
Now, if you think Lynch is going to deconstruct Inland Empire or any of his films, think again. He never explains his movies.
Why? Because the film should stand on its own. Nothing should be added. Nothing should be subtracted. It is that. It's that. And it took a long way to get it to be just that way. So you just take your punches. People can interpret it anyway. It's super cool for me. And they can walk out. But as soon as you say certain things, then that's what it becomes.
You have to use, I think, all parts of your brain when you're seeing a David Lynch movie. The part that responds to the subconscious and to images, and the part that tries to rationalize.
Peter Keough reviews films for the Boston Phoenix. He sees Inland Empire as a cinematic fugue and compares it to James Joyce's puzzler, Ulysses.
So you can spend the rest of your life with this film or, you know, going back to Eraserhead, almost all of his movies trying to figure out what they mean. Or you can get a job and, you know, become a productive member of society.
Like, say, actress Laura Dern.
When I was hired by David at 17... I remember reading Blue Velvet, and it just, you know, it blew my mind, and it scared me, and it confused me, and, you know, all the things his movies do when I'm watching them.
In dreams, I talk to you.
When David Lynch contacted Dern about Inland Empire, she says he described the plot in one sentence, but that's as far as he'd go.
I want to make this film about a woman in trouble. And at first, you know, one could say, oh, great, could you give me some more information? But in fact, that one line carried me through 3 years.
Inland Empire started as an experiment, according to Lynch. He says it grew organically out of shooting short films for his website with a small consumer digital camera that he grew to love.
And I started getting ideas for one scene at a time. And I would write the scene out and gather people together and shoot that scene, not knowing if it would ever hook onto any other scenes and not knowing if it would go, you know, wherever. I didn't think about it.
While this was liberating for Lynch, it made it difficult for Dern. In the end, though, Dern says the confusion she felt while acting on the fly mirrors the experience of her character, Nikki, who can't figure out if it's today or tomorrow.
One of the pitfalls for an actor, knowing what has come before and what is coming ahead, is that we feel sometimes we're supposed to inform the audience in what the character's trajectory is. But in real life, as we know, it doesn't work that way.
Dern says she relishes working with a maverick artist like Lynch, who's given her some weird but juicy roles. And sure, it can be bizarre on set, she says. Take this story about a new producer who approached Dern while making Inland Empire.
And he took me aside and he said, "Laura, David called me this morning. I can't figure out if it's a joke." I said, "What did he say?" He said, "Bring me a one-legged woman, a monkey, and a lumberjack by 3:15. I said, "Yeah, you're on a David Lynch movie, dude. Just sit back and enjoy the ride." He's like, "But what did that mean?" I said, "That you need to bring him a lumberjack, a monkey, and a one-legged woman by 3:15. And by 4, we were shooting with all three of the individuals that he had found for David. That's pure David Lynch.
A handful of independent theaters are screening Inland Empire, which might be one of the purest examples of Lynch ever. The digital camera freed him from clunky equipment and the high cost of film, and he's also distributing Inland Empire himself, which means no one is telling him to edit down his 3-hour-long experience. And David Lynch says emphatically he'll never go back to shooting with celluloid again. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.